advisor who said that even a little bit invested now will help out in the future. I see the life of hope a bit like making an investment. You might think you have a tiny amount of hope, but put a little in the account today, a little more tomorrow, and trust that in time it will grow. But you have to put a little in today. You can't just wait until tomorrow and expect your account to be overflowing. Whatever it is you're facing today, place your hope in God and trust you will be guided to the right small steps you need to take today to get you down the road God wants you on. We can't see the future or even how God will provide, but hope says He will and that He is never going to leave you or forsake you. More hope can be found at livehopenow.com. I'm Mark Smeeby with this Live Hope Minute.
This is what it means to live hope.
Well, today happens to be the 18th of November, and we've got some wonderful friends of mine that will be celebrating a birthday today, and I hope that you'll celebrate with me and with them. Happy birthday today, Elizabeth Coleman, celebrating her 59th birthday. It's a wonderful 64th birthday this morning for Miss Christine Dawson. Miss Danielle Ballard is celebrating her 43rd birthday this morning. Happy 52nd birthday, Miss Tracy DeSell. And happy birthday to everyone around the globe who celebrates a birthday today. May you live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday from the Wade Hampton Show.
And as we always do, if you happen to run across any of the birthday people around town, or if I've missed anyone, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and yeah, maybe some cash to let them know that they are loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this their birthday. Let's tackle Bible Jeopardy this morning. The category happens to be, what did God say the city of Nineveh was full of? That's the clue. Is it idols, lies, and robbery? Is it prostitutes, or is it the perverted? What did God say the city of Nineveh was full of? Well, if you responded, what is lies and robbery, my friend, you would have gotten it correct. Good for you, and congratulations. And we're planning to do this all again tomorrow morning, bright and early, following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. Remember, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which of them are you? Hey, make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying, keep positive, and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. So until we meet again, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life. Coming up at the top of the hour, it's Messenger Metric McGillender with the Three of Us Ministries.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Hallelujah. Because of his grace, his mercy. Till I heard your voice singing, you're my child, come on in. It was
your grace and mercy
said it brought me,
through.
If it wasn't for your love,
if it wasn't for your
WYPKQJO.
That I knew somebody.